بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فعن سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال يا أيها الناس قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه وهو شهر الصبر والصبر ثوابه الجنة وشهر المواساة وشهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن وشهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن فيه من فطر فيه سائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وإتق رقبته من النار وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينقص من أجره شيء قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ليس كلنا يجد ما يفطر الصائم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتي الله هذا الثواب من فطر صائما على تمرة أو شربة ماء أو مذقة لبن وهو شهر أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره إتق من النار من خفف عن مملوكه فيه غفر الله له وعاتقه من النار واستكثروا فيه من أربع خصال خصلتين ترضون بهما ربكم وخصلتين لا غناء بكم عنهما فأما الخصلتان اللتان ترضون بهما ربكم فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وتستغفرونه وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غناء بكم عنهما فتسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار ومن سقى صائما سقاه الله من حوض شربة لا يظمأ حتى يدخل الجنة رواه ابن خزيمة في صحيحه. حضرت سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam addressed us on the last day of Sha'ban. And in it he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. Indeed, there dawns upon you a month which is great, which is revered, which is blessed, full of barakah, a month in which lies a night which is better than 1,000 months, the night of Qadr, the night of power. It is a month the fasting of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fard, and the Qiyamul Layl, the 20 rak'ah Taraweeh, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sunnah. One who draws near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month through an optional deed, through a nafla act, then he is like that person who has carried out a fard during days other than the month of Ramadan. And the one who carries out a fard, a compulsory deed during the month of Ramadan, then he is like that person who has carried out 70 compulsory deeds, 70 fard acts during days other than the month of Ramadan. It is the month of sabr, and the reward and the retribution of sabr is nothing but Jannah. It is the month of sympathy, and it is a month in which the provision of the believer is increased. Man fattara fihi sa'iman, one who makes a fasting person break his fast during this month, during the month of Ramadan, one who facilitates iftar, breaking of the fast, one who facilitates iftar for a fasting person, so iftar in the context of fasting is to feed a person before the Maghrib Salah, after the Adhan is called, or after the Maghrib Salah, to give a full meal to somebody. So one who facilitates iftar for one single fasting person during the month of Ramadan, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him? Kana maghfiratan li dhunubihi. So if a person during the month of Ramadan facilitates iftar for only one person, on any of the days of Ramadan, so basically he is spending approximately £5. So he facilitates iftar for one person on any one day of Ramadan, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him? This act of his, this deed of his, this amal of his will become a means of all his sins being forgiven. Kana maghfiratan lidunubihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his sins. This amal will become a means of all his sins being forgiven. And number two, وَإِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And this amal will become a means of his emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And it is obvious that emancipation will be granted to that person who has committed many sins and who was to enter the fire of Jahannam. So just facilitating iftar for one person during any of the days of Ramadan will make a person worthy of forgiveness from the Creator, and will make him worthy of being emancipated from the fire of Jahannam. And number three, وَكَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِهِ. And this person who is facilitating the iftar will be granted the reward equivalent to the reward of the person who has fasted. So whatever reward he has acquired throughout the day because of his fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant this person who facilitates iftar equal reward. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very generous, so whilst giving this person who facilitates iftar the same reward, he will not decrease any reward from the reward of the person who has fasted. مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يُنْقَسَ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ شَيْءٍ. So facilitating iftar during the month of Ramadan is very, very rewarding. Number one, it brings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the forgiveness for all sins. Number two, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And number three, this person who facilitates iftar will be granted reward equivalent to the reward of the one who has fasted, without any decrease in the reward of the fasting person. The Sahaba-i Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majmain, upon hearing these virtues, said very respectfully to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Laysa kulluna yajidu ma yufattiru sa'im. All of us are not wealthy in the initial stages of Islam. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in were very, very poor. After the battle of Banu Qurayza, Banu Nadir, and thereafter the battle of Khaybar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them barakah in their rizq. And that rizq increased after the conquest of liberation of Makkah Mukarrama. And during the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Umar radiyallahu anhu, Usman radiyallahu anhu, the doors of barakat and blessings opened wide. But in the initial stages, during the Meccan life and during the early days, early years of Medina Munawwara, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in were very, very poor. But despite being poor, whenever they heard something from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they always had the desire to acquire those virtues. So when they felt that they were unable to acquire these virtues because financially they were not well off, they would put a question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because their objective was the hereafter. During these early days, a group of poor sahaba, those who were not well off, came into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and they said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we have a problem. Our wealthy brothers, especially the Ansar who are well set and who are sound financially, there is a difference between we and them. We fast, they fast. We perform salat, they also perform salat. Tilawat, tilawat, dhikr, dhikr. But there is one advantage they have which we do not have. They are wealthy. So they can prepare mujahideen during the time of jihad. They can feed the poor, they can look after the orphans. They can support the widows. They can construct masajid. Financially, they are better off than we are, so they are able to carry out the monetary devotions, the monetary ibadat, which we are unable to. So we feel that in the akhirah, in the hereafter, they will be ahead of us. Because fasting equal, salat equal, tilawat equal, dhikr equal. We do not have the financial resources to compete with them. Because they were concerned about the hereafter, and because their objective was hereafter only, all the time, The mind is to think about making the akhirah profitable. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I not teach you something which if you begin to practice, you will become equal with them?" Why not, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after every salah, read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. The reward of this tasbih will be equivalent to reward of their monetary ibadat. Allahu Akbar. How long does it take to read this tasbih? 1.5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. 1.5 to 3 minutes it takes to read this tasbih. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. In total, 100 times. Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you equal to the reward that the wealthy people acquire as a result of their monetary ibadat, monetary devotions. After the salat, these poor sahaba, the deprived sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, began reciting this wird. The rich sahaba, same culture, whether they were poor, they were rich, same culture, akhirat. When they saw these sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, engaged in something after the salat, they asked, what are you doing? What is it that you are reading? So they narrated the whole incident to these rich sahaba. Because concealing the ilm was not permissible. And they also had the zeal to pass on the ilm that they had acquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So from the following salat, the rich sahaba also started reciting this wird. They did not feel that we are already acquiring rewards by carrying out monetary ibadat and we are not in need of this. This is for the poor people. No, they did not feel this way. The not well-to-do sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmeen, went into the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam again. And they said, O Messenger of Allah, we are back to square one. They are also reciting this tasbih. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth is also the fadl of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants certain people more ilm than the others. So this ilm is the fadl of Allah. Through this ilm, a person will be able to do that which a person without that ilm will not be able to do. This is fadl of Allah. Wealth is also the fadl of Allah. Through wealth, a person is able to do those things which a person without wealth is not able to do. This is the fadl of Allah. Allah grants it to whomsoever He wishes. He grants certain people certain things and deprives them from others. And He grants other people the other things and deprives them from the certain things that He has given to others. So here also, the not well-to-do sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of us do not find enough provision to facilitate iftar for our Muslim brother. So how is it possible for one of us who is poor, who is not well to do, to acquire this virtue? Kulluna laysa kulluna yajidu ma yufattiru sa'im. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, all of us do not find that much food through which we can facilitate iftar for a fasting person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten the graves of the companions. Through their questioning, deen became very easy for us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the same reward. يُعْتِ اللَّهُ هَذَا الثَّوَابُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the same reward مَنْ فَطَّرَ صَائِمًا for that person who facilitates iftar for a fasting person عَلَى تَمْرَةٍ by providing only one date. So if a person helps the fasting person to break his fast only with one date, he will also get the same reward, the reward of his fasting. He will be emancipated from the fire of Jahannam and his sins will be forgiven. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the same reward, the same virtue to that person who facilitates fasting for a fasting person, who facilitates iftar for a fasting person, ala tamratin, by giving him only one date, or aw sharbati ma'in, or facilitating for him a drink of water, aw madqati labanin, or facilitating for him a sip of milk. So the one who gives a fasting person just only one date, or a morsel of food, or a sip of water, or a glass of water, or a sip of milk, or a glass of milk, or a fruit, a banana, an apple, whatever is available, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him all the virtues that have been mentioned in the hadith. During the month of Ramadan, my friends, we should try to facilitate iftar for those who live in deprived areas in Pakistan, deprived areas in Bangladesh, deprived areas in India, deprived areas in Europe also, Bosnia, Albania, deprived areas, Afghanistan, Middle East countries, Syria, which is going through a turmoil at the moment, deprived areas, Africa. We should facilitate iftar. We should get in touch with reliable people, reliable, trustworthy, God-fearing people, reliable charities, and we should try as much as possible to facilitate iftar for deprived people, because if we do that, we will acquire reward that is mentioned in this hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us reward equal to the reward of the fasting person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah emancipate us from the fire of Jahannam. And here locally also, one should try to find ways by which he is able to donate towards the dates, towards Zamzam, providing dates, providing Zamzam, to facilitate iftar in the masajid. There are so many remote localities, remote places in the UK where the Islamic environment is not like the environment which we enjoy here. They are not concerned about facilitating iftar in the masjid. Each person will worry about himself. They are not concerned about providing dates of Madina Munawwara or Zamzam from Makkah Mukarrama. We, alhamdulillah, at the Islamic Dawah Academy, every year, try to facilitate iftar in these remote areas by sending to them dates from Madina Munawwara and Zamzam from Makkah Mukarrama. So we should look for opportunities in our local masajid, in masajid on the outskirts of our cities, our towns, remote areas which we are aware of, and try to facilitate
send dates, send zamzam abroad, the deprived people. Because there is great virtue. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in this very hadith, right at the end, he says, "Waman saqa sa'iman." Waman saqa sa'iman, whoever gave a fasting person some water to drink. Only water, nothing else. Whosoever gave a fasting person some water to drink, saqahu Allahu min hawdi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant him a drink from my hawdi kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. So just by providing drink to somebody, just one person, on one day during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a drink from my hawdi kawthar. And when this person will drink this drink from the hawdi kawthar, la yadhmau hatta yadkhul al jannah, this person will not feel thirsty until he enters Jannah. The heat of the day of Qiyamah will not bother him. He will not feel thirsty. And he will only feel thirsty after entering Jannah, so that he is able to enjoy the drinks of Jannah. I remember one day sitting very next to my father in Masjid Al-Falah, just before the Azan of Maghrib, everybody was engaged in dua. And when the Azan was called, my father passed his date to me. And he asked me to pass my date to him. So I took the date from him and I passed my date to him. And I didn't understand what he was trying to do. So he gave me his date and he took my date. And after the salat, he explained to me, he said, "Look, if I ate my date, I would have broken fast with my date. And if you had eaten your date, you would have broken fast with your date. And the same date that had come from the home. So I gave you my date and I took date from you. So we would both acquire the rewards and the virtues for facilitating iftar to each other." The people who have concern for the hereafter, their minds will work. They will understand what to do at what time. So let us, inshallah, this month, prepare a budget, a sum, a percentage of what we have, that inshallah so much money, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds, 500 pounds, 1000 pounds, whatever, this will go to facilitate iftar in this country and abroad. Once you prepare a budget, make a budget that this money has to be spent for iftar, then inshallah you will be able to find places and also the means, inshallah, to make this money reach them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the reward and the tawfiq also. And look how fortunate we are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this blessed month of Ramadan, in which he has created so many excuses to acquire refuge from the fire of Jahannam, to acquire entry into Jannah, and to acquire so many rewards. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to value this month. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين